Welcome to the Hypnosis Center. The Hypnosis Center has been here for about 5 years. We are certified through the National Guild, and I'm a certified instructor with the National Guild. We're certainly one of the largest hypnosis providers in the United States. We've trained hypnotherapists also from across the country, from Florida, New York, California, all the way. And we've also done training as far away as Singapore. We've got a training scheduled next year in South Africa, and so people are surprised when they come to this little shopping center in the northern suburb of St. Paul, Minneapolis area, and find out they've got this kind of seething cauldron of hypnosis going on here. And I'm real happy to have all of you here today. The class we're going to be teaching today is Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis. It's a mind-body-spirit approach. It is a unique kind of hypnotherapy that you do yourself. Hypnotherapy, don't be afraid of the word therapy. Therapy just means something that you do that moves you towards health and wholeness. So you can do hypnotherapy on yourself, and so it's a process that helps move you towards healing, wholeness, breaking old habits, all that kind of stuff. It's a mind-body-spirit approach, and I'll be getting into that much more detail. Because we'll be talking about emotions and how that has a part of every habit and every kind of problem that people are trying to overcome unsuccessfully. For example, if you take someone that's ever been a smoker and they ever tried to quit smoking, they've always most of those people can relate to this problem. Oh, geez, I've had enough of this project or this person. I've had it up to here. I'm going to go have a cigarette. So you can see there's an emotional component to much kind of habit breaking and things like that. If a person is trying to be creative and poetic or artistic, certainly emotions have an effect on that. The way we're going to be approaching Seventh Path is debug your brain and program yourself for success. And one of the paradigms that we use to understand our mind is to say it's like a computer. And most of us, that even if you don't have a computer, you've heard about these virus programs that go around. You know, you get it stuck in your computer, and then a perfectly good machine will stop working properly. It'll either slow down or it'll stop working altogether. It can act like it's sick, right? Perfectly good machine because it's picked up one of these little programs. That's what happens to us in our lives. There's nothing wrong with you physically. There's nothing wrong with your brain, with your nervous system. But we'll pick up these little programs in our lives that will cause us to inhibit acting on our full potential or to start doing some other behavior that gets in the way of our success. For example, if you want to be an athlete and you're smoking, certainly that's not going to help. If you don't have self-confidence and you're trying to be creative, then that's going to get in the way. So in the process of self-hypnosis that you're going to learn, you're going to first debug your brain, which means remove old programs. And then, once you've learned how to do that, then we're going to teach you how to program yourself for success. All right. So that's basically what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be taking a break about every hour or so. And we'll have lunchtime in about 3 hours. Okay. Who's your instructor? Calvin D. Banyan, B-A-N-Y-A-N, M-A-C-H-C-I. So just a little bit about me. I have an interesting background. Even though we're in Minneapolis, I'm from a little town southwest of here, Los Angeles, okay? It's very far southwest of here, and it's not so little. But everything looks farther away and looks smaller, right? But I grew up in a family that had a hypnotist in the family. So from the very time I was a little munchkin, I was hearing stories about hypnosis and age regression and all this kind of stuff. And so it was unique that I was able to grow up in that kind of environment. I studied psychology. That's what my MA is. I also have a Bachelor of Science in Psychology. When I took my first psychology course, it just so happened, you know, coincidence, that my professor also had an interest in hypnosis, and he recommended some books. And so about 1976, I first started studying hypnosis and conducted my first hypnosis sessions. And those were just kind of lay hypnotist stuff, just having fun with hypnosis, you know, making someone's hand rise or making some numbness on their hand and all that kind of stuff. And it was just for fun. A few years later, I decided to go back to school. That was just while I was in the military. I was taking some classes in a local junior college. And then I went back to university to get my degree, my bachelor's degree and then my master's degree. And I'm currently what they call ABD for PhD, which means all but dissertation for my PhD in clinical psychology. But I will probably never complete that degree because I'm just too busy, and really a clinical psychology is your expertise is working with mentally ill people. And after having done that for a few years, I decided I would much rather work with normal everyday people with normal everyday issues. It's much more fulfilling when you're working with people who are like schizophrenic, borderline personality disorder. The psychologist's job is mainly to help diagnose the illness and then keep them on their medications, which is not very satisfying from a therapeutic point of view. But I do hold the master's degree in psychology, and I've worked as a psychotherapist for many years. I've worked at a state hospital with mentally ill people, and then I've also had the pleasure to work with Lutheran Social Services, dealing with normal everyday people, working with families in distress, and that kind of thing, before I returned to hypnosis. And that is what happened to me. I went full cycle. I learned a lot of different therapeutic techniques and found them to be very slow, very boring talk therapy, and very unsatisfying. And I decided to return to my roots, kind of, and go back to hypnosis and sought out advanced training and certification in hypnosis. And after I did that, we opened the Hypnosis Center. The Hypnosis Center has seen thousands of clients, done easily tens of thousands of hypnosis sessions. We've really incurred a great deal of experience here among our therapists. After about 3 years of doing hypnotherapy full-time, I went and became certified by the National Guild as an instructor. So I teach other people how to do what I do, hypnotherapy. And again, that's what I talked about. We've had people from all of the United States, and we've taught as far away as Singapore. People doing to become hypnotherapists. We also have an advanced training program which allows people who are already hypnotherapists to train in our advanced techniques, which consist of five path, which is five phase, abreactive therapeutic hypnosis, which is a systemized approach that therapists can use to help people with hypnotherapy, and also well, the seventh path system, which you're going to experience today. For any further information, like if you have any questions about anything I talked about, you can call our office. It's in the book, 763-785-3390, or visit our website at www.hypnosiscenteralloneword.com, and there's just tons of information there. It's truly one of the best hypnosis websites in the world. Well, done my bragging now. We also, if you want to on the breaks, you can take a look at some of the books and tapes that we have available. Through the Hypnosis Center, we offer some very nice books by other therapists. The Art of Hypnosis, Art of Hypnotherapy by Roy Hunter. Very good stuff if you're interested in learning about hypnosis. Marilyn Gordon's Healing is Remembering Who You Are. Beautiful book. You don't have to be wanting to be a hypnotherapist to do that. A lot of our clients read this along with their hypnotherapy process. Extraordinary Healing, another book by Marilyn Gordon, and it has to do with emotional freedom technique, which is a very rapid healing technique that we're very proud of. We have a few other books here. The manuals you see up front, these are some of the books that we use in our training courses. And then Get on the Path, a program yourself for success. This is a recording. I am in the habit of recording my sessions, and this is a previous recording of this class. So if there's things if you really liked the class, some people say, the problem with you, Cal, and your class is that I can't rewind you and hear something over and over again. So that's why we recorded it and have this tape set available for those who are interested. It includes the book that you have. One of the things I'm currently, one of the big buzz things I'm proud of, is we just released a book, myself, Calvin D. Banyan, and Gerald E. Kine, one of the real leaders in training in hypnotherapy, and we've just released that. And this was one of the books our students receive when they go through the training. All right. Videotapes on hypnotherapy are listed also on the wall there. All right, good. Any questions about any of that? Okay, good. Now we're going to go ahead and start rolling into the class. You have in front of you your Seventh Path Manual. That's a booklet, actually. It'd be kind of grandiose to call it a manual. But we're going to be using that and the handout that I'm giving right now, Hypnotic Paradigm Model of the Mind. Now, we're not going to go page by page through that booklet that you have there. That's for you to take home and read. It just gives you more information. It would be too boring to go through that page by page. I'm going to use only one page out of that book. That's the last page. So if you turn to the last page in the book, that's all you're going to have to read in this course. It has that's it. It looks like it's got drawings all over it. We're going to get to that next, after I get through giving you some information about hypnosis and the model of the mind. All right. One of the most important things that we've learned that people need to be successful with hypnosis is that we have to remove fears and misconceptions about hypnosis. So we're going to be working with this paper with the gingerbread man on it. That's what we're going to be focusing our attention on right now. Everyone of normal intelligence who's willing to follow instructions can reach a very nice level of hypnosis. Everyone. It used to be believed that only about, it depends on which study you read, 5% to 20% of the population could be hypnotized. That was true then. It's not true now. People haven't changed. What happened is the techniques and the understanding of the process of hypnosis has changed a great deal in the last 10 to 20 years. And so now we know techniques that will enable anyone who wants to use the power of hypnosis in their lives to be able to do so. And one of the great, great discoveries was everybody in this room has been in hypnosis thousands of times. And so what happens is if you're nervous about it, worried about it, afraid of it, then that would inhibit the natural state of mind that we call hypnosis. And so that's why the very first thing we're going to do in this class is really to spend some time deprogramming you from movies and Hollywood and maybe a book that you might have read. Because hypnosis is a naturally occurring state of mind.